بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال أمير المؤمنين في الحديث الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى: باب بر والديه ما لم يكن معصية. حدثنا محمد بن عبد العزيز قال حدثنا عبد الملك بن الخطاب بن عبيد الله بن أبي بكرة البصري: لقيته بالرملة قال حدثني راشد أبو محمد عن شهر بن حوشب عن أم الدرداء عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعنهم قال: أوصاني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بتسع: لا تشرك بالله شيئا، وإن قطئت أو حرقت، ولا تتركن الصلاة المكتوبة متعمدا، ومن تركها متعمدا بريئت منه الذمة، ولا تشربن الخمر فإنها مفتاح كل شر، وأطئ والديك وإن أمراك أن تخرج من دنياك فاخرج لهما، ولا تنازعن ولاة الأمر وإن رأيت أنك أنت، ولا تفرغ من الزحف وإن هلكت وفر أصحابك، وأنفق من طولك على أهلك، ولا ترفع عصاك على أهلك، وأخفهم في الله عز وجل. حضرت ابو الدرداء رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سید رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم گیو می 9 ایڈوائسز. نمبر 1: لا تشرک باللہ شیئا وان قطعت او حرقت. Do not associate anything as a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you are cut to pieces or burned. Number 2: وَلَا تَتَرُكَنَّ الصَّلَاةَ الْمَكْتُوبَةَ مُتَعَمِّدًا. Never abandon فرض salah intentionally. وَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا مُتَعَمِّدًا بَرِيَتْ مِنْهُ الذِّمَّةُ. The one who abandons salah intentionally, deliberately, he will lose the protection and security of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 3: وَلَا تَشْرَبَنَّ الْخَمْرَ. Never drink wine. فَإِنَّهَا مِفْتَاحُ كُلِّ شَرٍ. Because it is the key to every evil. Number 4: وَأَطِعْ وَالِدَيْكَ. And obey your parents. In every condition, obey your parents. As long as they do not order you to do something which will result in the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَعَتَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. A makhluk, a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not be obeyed in disobeying the Creator. So if as a result of carrying out the order of the father or the mother
or the teacher or the sheikh, a person will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then such orders from father, mother, teacher, sheikh, elders will not be carried out. So وَأَبِعْ وَالِدَيْكَ, in every circumstance obey your parents. As long as obeying them will not result in the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam further says that you should obey your parents to the extent وَإِنْ أَمَرَاكَ أَن تَخْرُجَ مِن دُنْيَاكَ, if they order you to go out of your world. Your world means your home, your house, your possessions, your wealth. If your parents order you to leave everything, leave this home, it's your home, but your parents say, leave this home, go. Leave this house, get out from here. But if your parents come to your house and say, leave this home, get out from here. Give me the key to this house. Give me the key to this car. This is my car, now go leave. If they order you to go out of your world, if they order you to leave all your belongings, all your possessions, anything that you own, and if they tell you that leave, everything is mine now, فَخْرُجْ لَهُمَا, then leave for them. Do not say no. This is how much one should obey his, her parents. We find a similar hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu narrates that a person came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna li malan wa waladan. O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with wealth and with children. وَإِنَّ أَبِي يُرِيدُ أَن يَجْتَاحَ مَالِي, and my father desires, he wishes that he goes away with all my wealth and he leaves me with nothing. And in another narration he said, وَإِنَّ وَالِدِي يَحْتَاجُ إِلَى مَالِي, my father is in need of my wealth. He is poor. He is needy towards my wealth. So he is in need of my wealth. Either because he is too old to work, or he is sick and he cannot work, or he has the ability to work but he cannot find job. So he is in need of my wealth. He is needy towards my wealth. He needs my support. So it is his desire that I support him and I look after him and I spend on him. But my situation and my condition is that if I spend on him, then وَإِنَّ أَبِي يُرِيدُ أَن يَجْتَاحَ مَالِي, I will be left with nothing. Because I am earning 100 pounds and his expenses are 75 pounds. So if I give him 75 pounds, I myself need 100 pounds to run my household, myself, my children, my wife. So if I give him 75 pounds, I will be left with nothing. I'll be left with 25 pounds. Or I am earning 100 pounds which is sufficient for me, and to maintain my father, 100 pounds is needed. So if I give him 100 pounds to fulfill his needs, I will be left with nothing. So what shall I do? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Anta wa maluka li abika. You and your wealth both belong to your father. Why are you asking me? Not only your wealth, you also belong to your father. You belong to your father, so everything that belongs to your father. And in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna atyaba ma akaltum min kasbikum. Inna atyaba ma akaltum min kasbikum. The purest form of provision that you eat is from your earning. You toil, you work hard, and you earn, remaining within the limits of Sharia. And whatever you earn, that is the purest form of provision for you. So, inna atyaba ma akaltum min kasbikum. There is nothing more purer than eating from your own earning. So, inna atyaba ma akaltum min kasbikum. That the purest form of provision, the purest form of rizq is what you earn. وَإِنَّ أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ كَسْبِكُمْ. And your children are also from your earnings. So if your children are from your earnings, their earning is yours. So from these three ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Inna awladakum min kasbikum. Your children are from your earnings. Because your children came into existence as a result of you. If it was not for you, the children would not have been born. And if they were not born, how would they earn money? So whatever they have, it is because of you. So their wealth is yours. That is the essence of the message that we understand from the hadith. Their wealth is yours. Anta wa maluka li abika, you and your wealth belongs to your father. Again, the wealth of the children belongs to the parents. And here in this hadith, wa te walidayka, obey your parents in every circumstance. Wa in amaraka anta khuja min dunyaka fakhruj lahuma. If they order you to leave your world, that means leave whatever you possess, then leave. And give it to them. Now the question is this what the Sharia commands? We have three hadith here, the essence of which is the same, that anything that belongs to your children is yours. But is this the ruling of Sharia? That the father or the mother can take anything they want from the children's wealth, from the children's possession, whatever the circumstances, whatever the condition of the children, whatever their condition. In every circumstance, the father is very rich, wealthy. He does not need the support of the children. And the children are wealthy as well. Both are wealthy. Can the father just take anything he wants? Can the mother take anything that she wants? The father is very wealthy, the child is poor. But the father likes something, can he just take it, even though he is not in need? The answer is no. No. The Sharia ruling is, that it is incumbent upon the children, it is incumbent upon the son to support his parents if they are needy towards his support. They are sick, they cannot earn. They are old, they cannot earn. Or they are healthy, they are able to earn, but they can't earn. They can't find a job. They have no income. In such cases, it is incumbent upon the child to support the parents, to support the father, to support the mother. And because it is incumbent, if the child refuses to support, if the father says that, give me 50 pounds, and if the child says no, give me this food, no, then the child will be disobedient and sinful in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if the father, if the mother, if they are both independent, they are not in need, they have enough wealth to support themselves, or they have income, they are working, they are able to support themselves, then it is not incumbent upon the child to support them. But if but if the children feel that although my father is not in need, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me a lot of wealth to make them happy, to make them even more comfortable, I want to spend upon my parents, then they will be rewarded greatly in the hereafter. If they feel and if they say to the parents that, father, mother, keep your income with yourself, spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spend it on whomsoever you want. It is my duty to look after you. I will look after you. Then in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such children will be rewarded greatly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. So if the parents are not in need, it is not incumbent upon the children to support them. If they are in need, it is incumbent. So what is the meaning of these ahadith? The meaning of these ahadith is that the status of parents is so high in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as far as the children are concerned, that if, although this would never happen, the parents will never expect their children to leave everything and go away. But their status is so high that if by chance a father or a mother was to say that leave everything and go away, then the children should be so obedient that they should say, okay, I'm prepared to leave. They should not feel hesitant at all. That is the status of parents. That if they were to say leave everything and go, although it is not compulsory, it is not necessary, because the father is well off. The father is able to look after himself. The mother is well off. She is able to look after herself. But their status is so high that if no father, no mother will say that, son, go leave everything and go away. No, if by chance a father or a mother will say to the child that despite me having everything, despite me not being in need of your support, I am ordering you to leave everything, although it is not compulsory, the love and the obedience that a child should have towards the father and the mother would dictate that the father, the child says, okay, father, I'm leaving everything for you and I'm leaving. This is the meaning of the hadith. That ate walidayka, that be obedient to your parents in every matter. So much so that even if they were to tell you that leave your world, leave everything and go away, you should be prepared to do that. Why? Because we owe everything to our parents. If it was not for our parents, we would not have come into existence. Number one. And number two, when we came into this world or before coming into this world, the difficulties that the mother had to go through. After coming into this world, the difficulties that the father and mother both have to go through. In order for us to see our youth, our parents have to sacrifice their youth. When they toil, when they work hard, and they sacrifice their youth, and they become old, they go into their mid-40s, late-40s, early-50s, when they hair begin to appear as grey, that is when we become young. And they toil, they work hard. When we reach the age of 15, when we become responsible for ourselves, and when we should be looking at ourselves, our parents never say, now you are 15, or now you are balig, go earn, look after yourself. No. They facilitate everything for us. House, food, clothes. My son, you study, go to college, go to university, become something. Make something out of your future. Go to madrasa, become an alim, become a mufti. And after we graduate, they continue supporting us until we get married, until we find a good job. After we find a good job, they still say that, save your money. Save your money. You still have to buy a house. If we say to them that we want to live separately now, we want to live separate, they say, no, stay with us. If you stay separate, you have to pay your rent, you have to pay your electricity bill, save up and buy your own house. So much they do for us. So because the parents do so much for us, when they are in need or they are not in need, whenever they demand something from us, remaining within the limits of Sharia, we should oblige and we should say the big. Oh my father, I am present. Oh my mother, I am present. Inshallah, this amal will bring wilayah. And as a result of this amal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring a lot of barakah in our lives, and we will become successful in the hereafter also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa ala afidatul mustaqeem. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi. Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا والحمد لله.